بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر الخالق البارئ المصور الغفار القهار الوهاب الرزاق الفتاح العليم القابض الباسط الخافض الرافع المعز المذل السميع البصير الحكم العدل اللطيف الخبير الحليم العظيم الغفور الشكور العلي الكبير الحفيظ المقيت الحسيب الجليل الكريم الرقيب المجيب الواسع الحكيم الودود المجيد الباعث الشهيد الحق الوكيل القوي المتين الولي الحميد المحصي المبدئ المعيد المحيي المميت الحي القيوم الواجد الماجد الواحد الأحد الصمد القادر المقتدر المقدم المؤخر الأول الآخر الظاهر الباطن الوالي المتعالي البر التواب المنتقم العفو الرؤوف مالك الملك ذو الجلال والإكرام المقسط الجامع الغني المغني المانع الضار النافع النور الهادي البديع الباقي الوارث الرشيد الصبور الذي ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yesterday, last week rather, we discussed two of the beautiful names of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, As-Sami' and Al-Basir. Inshallah, today we intend discussing two more names, Al-Hakam and Al-Adl. Al-Hakam, generally we say Hukm. Hukm means a command, or Hakam can be a decision. Al-Hakam refers to that being whose decision is decisive. Meaning the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is final. Whatever decision Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes, no one can overrule that decision, no one can repel that decision. That is the final decision, and it's the decision of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. It is only the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is implemented in this universe. In every aspect, branch of deen, it is the command, the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So every single thing that happens in this world is the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When it comes to our health, it's the decision of Allah, whether we have health or we don't have health. If we have children, it's a decision of Allah. If we do not have children, it's a decision of Allah. If a person has wealth, it's a decision of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes it away. Then that is the prerogative, it's a decision of Allah. So every single condition in this world is a decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا يُشْرِكُ فِي حُكْمِهِ أَحَدًا Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not partnered any person in his decision making. It's solely the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that prevails on the surface of the earth. So this word al-hakam, that the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is decisive, it's final, it's the only one that is implemented, that will go through, is the prescription for our happiness in this world. Ulama explain and say that al-hakam, if a person ponders over this name, al-hakam, that the final decision is Allah's. The final decision is Allah's. Then this is the cure, the prescription for all depression. It's impossible that any ummati can go through depression. That if this much you realize, that my son who's 18 years old and he passed away, or he just qualified and he met up in an accident, or whatever it is, first grandson in the child, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took him away. Or some decision, and the husband lost his job, whatever it is, if we understand that this is the decision of Allah, then there's no reason for any person to be depressed, to be sad, to be worried, to be concerned. Yeah, we will be worried of how we can make ends meet, how we can stand on our 2 feet again. But if we fully understand that the system in this world is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, therefore the decision is Allah's. If it's Allah's decision, He's fully aware. If Allah is fully aware of that decision He has made, He knows best what is best for us. He knows best. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that ajaban li amri al-mu'min, inna amrahu kullahu lahu khair, wa laysa dhalika li ahadin illa lil-mu'min, in asabathu sarra shakara fa kana khayran lah, wa in asabathu dharra sabara fa kana khayran lah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, how amazing is the affairs of a believer. Now look at the choice of words. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, how amazing is the affairs of a believer. Not just any person who is a Muslim. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that person who is a mu'min, who's got conviction of heart in the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is his condition? Every condition is good for him. The end result of every decision is in his favor. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that is only for a believer, not for anyone else. That in asabathu sarra, if there is favorable conditions that are appealing, he likes it, then shakara, he makes shukr to Allah, he gets rewarded for it. Wa in asabathu darra, if adverse conditions, difficult conditions that are not good for him come upon him, outwardly it's not good, but sabara, he understands it has come from Allah and he exercises patience, then that is goodness for him. That also is far rewarding for him on the day of Qiyamah, when he sees how much of reward is there for him. So ulama see this word al-hakam, if a person ponders over this word, then there is cure for every psychological illness that any person may go through. Amazing advice Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given us, the ummah. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, ma asabak lam yakun liyukhti'ak, وَمَا أَخْطَأَكْ لَمْ يَكُنْ لِيُصِيبَكْ. That which got you was never to miss you. That which missed you was never to get you. That which you received was destined for you. That which you missed, it was destined you were going to miss it. You missed a phone call, maybe you're performing salah. Or you were in a meeting. You returned the phone call, brother says, hey, Maaf, you know what? I wanted to buy this amount of goods from you. But anyway, I had no time. I took it from someone else. Inna lillah. I missed it. Look at that. I missed the tender by 10 minutes. It was never destined for you. It was never destined. Not that you missed it. Oh, Allah shukr, you know, this happened. It was destined. It was never to miss you. Whatever happened, nothing is coincidence. Nothing is luck for a Muslim. Everything is the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ulama explained one incident of Ahmad bin Tulun. Tulun was the Turkish king. Ahmad was his adopted son. Ahmad eventually became the governor of Egypt. So one day Ahmad, the adopted son, he was with Tulun, the king of Turkey, the Turkish king. So the king Tulun, he sent Ahmad to do some work, sent him on an errand, gave him some work, he went to do that work. En route, he saw the slave girl and the slave boy belonging to the king, Tulun, belonging to the king, involved in some lewd act. So he took notice, but he carried on his mission, did his work and returned to the palace. But this slave girl was very shrewd. She understood that this Ahmad is the successor to the throne. And she wasn't happy about it, because he's not blood. So she thought that, listen, definitely he's going to tell the king what we did. Before he puts spanners in our works, we rather just, you know, make up some plan or go and tell the king something. So he went to Tulun. She went rather. And she told the king Tulun that, listen, you know your adopted son Ahmad, he's got bad intentions. He was trying to he was trying to lure me into some evil. He's troubling me. You need to see to him. So the king was influenced with her story and the way she presented it. He wrote a letter. He folded it in an envelope and he gave it to Ahmed. He says, "Oh Ahmed, go to a certain governor of mines and give it to him. That's all." So he had no second thoughts. He was very obedient. "I haven't done anything wrong. This must be some private work of his. Let me go and deliver the letter." So he's going and he's going to deliver the letter. When he comes to the governor, he's en route to it. So the slave girl sees him and says, "Hey, where are you going?" He says, "I got a letter to deliver." She thought, "Oh, maybe he's going to collect money. I told the king things against him, but yeah, he's been favored." So again, that enmity came within her. She told Ahmed, the son, the adopted son, "Hey, wait, hold on. I've got an important letter to write. I can't write. Can you write it for me? I'll get one of the other slave boys to deliver the letter." So he says, "No problem. I'm ready to help any person." So he sat down, he helped the slave girl draw up some letter. She made up something. Letter was given to the other slave boy who was her lover. He took the letter and he goes to the governor. What was written? That when this person comes, behead him and send the head to me. So the slave boy went. His head was slain and taken to the king. So the king looks at amazement. "Hey, what's happening?" He calls the son Ahmed. He says, "Hey, what happened? How is this head here?" He says, "What do you mean? How is that head? I don't know what happened." He says, "That letter was your name. So what happened?" So he says, "No, the slave girl stopped me. She had some work and her intentions were that the king should see the two of them involved. See, Ahmed, he's got bad intentions." So he explained himself. She asked me to pass it on to that other person and he delivered, and she had some work, so I helped her with her work. Eventually the truth was exposed. But the lesson in it is that the final decision is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Final decision is Allah. One plane came down, people say, "We can't go for Umrah now." Be careful, eh? It mustn't be the 737. Just make sure it's not that plane. But what can't be 737? 737 Kululas are even driving and flying those planes. You can pass away in your car on the road, you're worried about the aeroplane. When death is destined, it will happen. You can never avoid it. Yes, you can take your precautions, be careful, but you can never avoid that which is destined by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So one way of attaining this word of Al-Hakam, that the final decision is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's, is that there is a dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma inni as'aluka siha wal-ifa wal-amana wa husna al-khulq wal-rida wal-rada bil-qadr. Five du'as we ask in Allah for five things. Allahumma inni as'aluka siha. Oh Allah, I ask you for good health. Wal-ifa, for chastity. Wal-amana, trustworthiness. Wa husna al-khulq, for good character. وَالْرَضَى بِالْقَضَى بِالْقَدْرِ, and happiness with destiny. Ya Allah, I ask you for that. So this is a dua we need to ask Allah, that, "Oh Allah, make me happy with every of your decisions. Oh my Allah, make me a person that accepts every of your decisions." If we can come to this level of accepting every decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will see peace and ease in life. There was one pious person. The topic is just coming, the incident is coming to mind. Jane Jana Rahmatul Ali, one pious person, he was so pious that he had thousands of murideen, flockers, lovers around him. People putting his shoes straight and whatever else have you, Hazrat. But then one day some murids were passing in the house. They came near, the wife is shouting the hell out of him and she's giving it to him. They thought to themselves, "Ya Allah, we thinking he's such a big buzruk, yeah, he can't even treat his wife properly." So one day he came out in the majlis, so one murid say, "Ya Hazrat, maaf, with all due respect, you know, we say in Hazrat, Hazrat, we lower our voice, we straighten the shoes, we put the water right, and you know, we're looking after you. In the house it's a different story." So he says, "See, everyone out of the house is glorifying me. Hazrat, Hazrat, Hazrat. But to keep me in track, that listen, you don't forget who you are. Allah created one wife like that for me to keep me in my tracks." She at least, I got one musli. Meaning, I'm the sheikh of all these murids. But I got my own sheikh in the house. She's keeping me straight. So that was like, this is Allah's decision. This is how He's making my Islam in this world. So al-hakam, this final decision belongs to Allah. Remember, if we live our lives according to the sharia, in our businesses according to sharia, then the decision will be favorable. Barakah will come. Barakat will come. In our lives, how we deal with people, then Allah's decision of happiness will come. How we deal with our family, contentment will come into our lives. So that is the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Hakam. The other name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Adl. Al-Adl means full of justice. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that being that is full of justice. That every decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is balanced with equality. That there is total balance in every of the decisions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now justice, what is justice? Justice means that the deepest amount of love and the strongest enmity will not tilt the balance and the scales of equality. No matter how much you love a person, you'll be equal. No matter how much you hate a person, you'll still strike a balance when dealing with that person. That is justice. Now two things are required to execute justice or to mete out justice. Number one is supreme power. That to have such power that a person will not raise an eyebrow or to lift a finger, hey, what are you saying? You can pass a decision with such power, with such authority that no one can pick up a finger against you. This only belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, to execute justice, you have to have full wisdom. Person has to have a lot of wisdom. And that only is the quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Hakim. The all-wise that belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why ulama mention and say, that Allah ta'ala ki lati be awaz hai. That the speak of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is silent. You don't hear it sometimes. That person who is a zalim, who is an oppressor, who is doing something wrong, he's doing unda danda in his business, backdoor business, he's treating people incorrectly, and whatever the case be, that stick of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is silent. When it hits, then the person who's been hit knows why he's getting it. He knows. Because of these things, now Allah is catching me. But he will not utter it. He cannot say it. Because he knows that this is his share for how he was treating people. So therefore be careful of how we deal with people, because al-adl, this is the quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, justice will definitely be meted out. In Arabic they say, kama tadin tudan. As you deal, will you be dealt with. As you deal with people, you one day will be dealt by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So al-adl is justice, meaning a balance. And we look into ourselves, we look that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us in perfect balance and measure. Look at how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the size of our limbs. Imagine if the nose was a big organ. A person will have difficulty even looking at his food. He will have difficulty. Now the eyes, proportionate, the ears, everything is in perfect balance and proportion. Now this was the balance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had used in our creation. Therefore this is that balance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala requires from us when following the sharia and the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibn al-Arabi rahimullah explains, and he says that the justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in three aspects. Number one, we need to meet our justice, equality. Number one, in our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In our relationship with Allah, there needs to be a balance. That the deen of Allah comes first, and then the dunya. The Quran will come first, and then other reading material. The newspaper is there, it's not going to go away, but I'll read my Quran first. Dhikrullah comes first, taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, before doing anything else. So these things, meaning we need to prioritize. Number two, equality with ourselves. That we do not do anything to harm ourselves, whether it be physical or spiritual. Do not commit any sin, because that will be injustice to ourselves. if you commit any sin, because that will be an adab upon your body. And this body is an amanat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a trust from Allah. And the third aspect is to be equal in our dealings with people around us. To be just on how we deal with the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This quality of al-adl and justice, two ahadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, سَبْعَةٌ يُظِلُّهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي ظِلِّهِ يَوْمَ لَا ظِلَّ إِلَّا ظِلُّهُ. Seven groups of people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps them under the shade of His arsh. On that day, that there will be no shade besides that shade. That's the only place a person can be. Now one group, and the first group that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, الْإِمَامُ الْعَادِلِ, a just ruler. Just ruler can be the father in the home, how he treats the children. That's very, very, very important. If you want your children to be equal in their love to you, then you have to be equal in your distribution to them also. And how many are times ulama are dealing with cases that the father gave only one son something, only gave one. And in his final moments, or he passed on just the house to one son. He said, no, you living with me for so many years. The son is your, this house is yours. Whatever the case be. So that is injustice. Everything has to be done equally in your gifting to your children. Yes, there may be certain reasons. Find out from the ulama where you want to give one son something extra. But besides that, there has to be equality. So justice, al-imam al-adil. The husband, the father, he is the imam and he is the leader of the home. The employer, he is the leader in his business, in that enterprise. So, to be just, or rather to be equal in whatever we do in every branch and facet of life. And the other hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, Al-imamu al-adil la turaddu da'watuhu. That a just person, a just ruler and a just person, his du'as are never rejected. His du'as are never rejected. So these are the two beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we discussed today. Al-Hakam, that the final decision is Allah's. When we understand this, then there will be peace, contentment, and we won't have any shikayat, any complaint against any of the conditions that will befall any one of us. And Al-Adl, which is justice, that our life has to be balanced and in full proportion. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to practice. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين سبحان الله بحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك